Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find us at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE at 2019, and I'm joined by Todd Whitaker, the Senior VP at INEOS. Really appreciate you joining me this morning.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, hopefully your show is going well.
It is. It's good.
Yeah. So what can you tell me about INEOS?
We're a small optical company. We make products that allow you to run uncompressed video over a single fiber.
Okay. And how are you achieving that? I know in the world of getting this audio and video over there, compression sometimes is a nasty word, sometimes understandable. What is your approach to transportation?
Well, compression, I have this little badge here. Where it says friends don't let friends compress video. There are cases where compression is necessary, but in our industry, the increased data rates associated with higher resolution 4K color and in particular HDR have driven the amount of information that has to be pushed over whatever your transmission medium to the point where you can't do it over copper without compressing it. And so there are cases where compression is okay, mm-hmm. but compression lessens the visual quality. Mm-hmm. So you always lose data when you compress the video. You add latency. And so we think that most video connoisseurs are going to prefer not to compress the video, and there really hasn't been an option. Other industries, telecom, datacom, have transitioned from copper transmission to optical mm-hmm. or fiber-based transmission. What we do that's special is we use multiple wavelengths of light to pretty much stack the different signals on top of one another, so that we could put it onto a single fiber.
Okay.
This is a big advantage in the AV industry because then you can pull the fiber just like you're pulling Cat 5 cabling through a building, mm-hmm. terminate it out in the field, basically fill a building with all the transmission medium, and then come along later and connect up all the points using our adapters.
Very nice. So a modern approach with a traditional field to the install.
Yeah, but the big advantage being you now have the bandwidth that you need. The industry has made a big push for video over IP.
Absolutely.
It's terrific, but still has to come if you're using a copper infrastructure, you have to compress the video.
Sure.
And so that you throw away some amount of data and then you reassemble it without that data. Mm-hmm. And that's acceptable for commercial applications where they really don't want the highest quality video or it's not necessary. But we think that most of the industry will eventually come around. Right now, at 4K speeds, the compression is relatively light. When we get to 8K, where mm-hmm. we're trying to push 48 gigs across a copper wire, yeah. Then we'll see. I think we're going to see a rapid transition to fiber as the basis for transmitting video and control signals.
Yeah, and it seems to reason that it's only going to become more demanding because you're already seeing these manufacturers with 16K displays, things like that. If you've got that kind of a display, if you're compressing everything before it gets there, there has to be some type of a trade-off.
Yeah, well, if you think about it, the content creators are filming in 4K and 8K. They have all the bells and whistles when they put it together. It's a beautiful production. That's what they'd like you to see.
Yeah.
On the other end, the display and projection makers are pushing the state of the art to be able to deliver more and more. Mm-hmm. The problem is if that source is within a couple of feet of the display, you're good to go.
Right.
It's a little bit strange that the yep. interconnect might be the thing that stops you from seeing what it's possible to see on the mm-hmm. display and what the creators would like you to see.
Yeah, you make a good point there because the creators, they're creating a certain experience that if you don't experience it the way that they intended it, they haven't been able to fully do their job. And if it's, like you said, if it's that interconnect that prevents that, that becomes a big pain point on both sides of this.
Yeah, you can imagine James Cameron watching Avatar on a display that can show everything and going, what's happening here?
Yeah, this is not the movie that I made.
And then there's someone who is soon to be out of a job who comes up and says, well, the cabling won't allow us to run it at its full data rate.
A cable is what made this happen. Yeah, I can see that. So for people that aren't familiar with your product or don't have the luxury of walking around on the show floor here and seeing it, where can they find out more about this?
They could go to www.ineos.com. That's INNEOS.com. That's probably the easiest way to get information. We are on the show floor, unfortunately. I forget where our booth is.
That's okay. We'll make sure to drive some people down in your direction. Well, Todd, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your time today. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
That does it for the Trade Show Minute. To hear our full ISE coverage, visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.